back. Live Free Zone. We've got a few minutes here before this next break. We'll try to get Dave to go on ahead and give us Tom Selgus's FOIA campaign. Dave, you still with us?
Yes, sir. Let's go straight to 26 CFR 301.6203-1 is method of assessment. The district director and the director of the regional service center shall appoint one or more assessment officers. The district director shall also appoint assessment officers in a service center servicing his district. The assessment shall be made by an assessment officer signing the summary record of assessment. Okay? And here
they got a problem with that.
Here's big time, because Selgus's FOIA campaign to the Office of Personnel Management, who has all of the records of all of the executive branch personnel, okay?
Right.
Well, there happens to have been the IRS Restructuring Act of 98. And guess what, Tom? There are no district directors or no directors of regional service centers. Therefore, there are no assessment officers. None.
And so every one of their assessments is what we would call ultra vires.
Bogus. Fraud.
Bogus. Oh, I am shocked. I cannot believe that the IRS would skip steps.
Oh, boy.
Dave, I don't know what to tell you. I'm so depressed now.
They are operating, Tom, they're just operating as a rogue outlaw. I guess we'd have to call it
what else can you call it? It's a rogue agency.
It's a rogue outlaw. It's
a RICO.
It's big time RICO. And you know what? There's no statute of limitations on murder, fraud, and void judgments.
You know, it's
these judgments are void.
That's part of the problem. You know, the problem that you're talking about with assessments is part of the problem that comes from the recent automation of the entire collection process. But actually, before they even automated it, assessments were not being handled according to law. You are supposed to be able to, upon demand, require them to show you a certificate of the entry of that assessment.
And I can guarantee you one thing, Tom, a RACS 006 or a Form 4340 are not procedurally correct and proper certificates of assessment, period.
No, they're not. You're absolutely right. And, you know, that's one of the problems that we have, is a fact, but it's also one of the assets that we have. What you're talking about is one of the things that I was mentioning earlier about the IRS giving us ammunition every day. And whenever they don't cross the T and they don't dot the I, that is a vulnerability on their part. Now, we can sit here and say, that's a terrible thing to do. We need to punish them for it. Well, let's punish them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hold them to it. The key is almost to celebrate the fact that they're giving us all this material to work with.
You bet.
And I'll tell you what, Tom Selgus, I would have a lot of faith in whatever that man comes up with.
You betcha.
Very bright gentleman.
By the way, I would invite everyone to go to my website, nomoreserfs.com. nomoreserfs.com, and click on law research, okay?
Well, and then I'll go drop by there sometime.
And then analysis of the federal income tax laws with hot links, source documents.
Look, I appreciate the call, Dave. We're going into a break. I won't hold you any longer, but I appreciate the call. It's been a great point made. We'll even discuss it a little bit further as we go along.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
Well, back in America's younger days, in the year 1913, when our country was growing stronger and our people were living free, when we still trusted our politicians and believed in our government, then wouldn't you know, we elected our first treasonous president. Well, this jerk's name was Woodrow Wilson, and he gave us one hell of a mess. He gave us the 16th Amendment that launched the IRS. He and his super-rich industrialist pals sold America down the drain. They gave us the voluntary income tax, and our country's never been the same. He gave us those IRS agents to make sure we pay our taxes. Gave us those hitmen to keep us working for Uncle Sam. They make honest folks dishonest. They make friendly people mad. They can make a cheater out of a good church-going man. Now, if you've ever been harassed by these little creeps, then this song's written for you. 'Cause chances are these little goons scared you to death before they were through. They just love to threaten the little people with a law that doesn't even exist. And if you ask them to show you that fictitious law, well, man, they really get pissed. The IRS is a shadowy bunch from the sewers of taxpayer hell. They scare you to death if you refuse to pay, even threaten you with jail. They've never been held accountable for all the damage that they've done. Fear is their favorite weapon and intimidation their favorite gun. They're our IRS agents. They make sure we pay our taxes. They're the hitmen that keep us working for Uncle Sam. They make honest folks dishonest. They make friendly people mad. They can make a cheater out of a good church-going man. Now, these guys are easy to identify. They got gray streaks down their backs. And personalities like pit bulls that are just about ready to attack. They hide out in big federal monuments that us stupid taxpayers pay for. They never smile, and they're not real friendly when they tell you to pay some more. They've been known to work as blackmailers for politicians and presidents. You just never know where they're gonna turn up, but it's gonna be bad, you can bet. They're a bunch of two-bit paper shufflers who contribute nothing to productivity, just a bunch of real-life weasels entrenched in our bureaucracy. They're always threatening the little guy while the super rich get away. They're afraid to take on their corrupt tax lawyers and big-time CPAs. No, they never touch those corporate crooks at the top of the big money game. The greedy elites always get a free pass while the little guy gets all the blame. Now the years have passed and America's grown and our land is not the same. Our country's $10 trillion in debt and the corrupt politicians are to blame. Our people are taxed to the limit and the politicians are still wanting more. The country's nearly bankrupt and the IRS is still at the door. It's a hell of a mess that they've got us in, and it only took 100 years. This last best hope for freedom is about to go down in tears. The founding fathers warned us that big government would kill our land. They'd tax us to death, then ask for more, no limit to what they'd spend. But us taxpayers are getting smarter. We're tired of paying through the nose. We're sick and tired of being pushed around by a bogus IRS code.
Yes, we are. We are just about tired of it, and we are going to fight back, and that's what we're going to have to do. You know, yeah, thanks again to Ralph Harrison in Denver, Colorado, for that piece of work. He does some terrific stuff. I want to mention that RBN does have some additional information. You know, you get your truth here. You're not going to get it anywhere else. But, you know, you if you're interested in looking for some alternate answers, I say alternate because it now it's gotten to where looking at religious or spiritual sources for answers to the questions that we have sometimes we can't get into on life. You know, it's just that's alternate now. But you can go to the Bible Says and see what they've got. You can get a packet, Packet F. It's offered free to all RBN listeners by RBN and by the Bible Says. It covers all kinds of things. Offers free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and much more. You can get that at 888-211-1715. Write that down if you're interested, 888-211-1715, and get the free packet. See what it's got there. You just might find something that'll be of interest. In the meantime, we want to, you know, remind ourselves that whenever we run across these Internal Revenue Service violations, that's really an opportunity for us. And so whenever things like, for example, Dave came up with the omitting to properly assess. That's a vulnerability on their part. That means it's an asset on our part. The more they do wrong, the more we can do to them. And right, as long as they're not afraid of us, they're going to continue to do wrong. And the ammunition is going to get scarce once we pick up and start banging it, but so will the pistol whippings. Well, let's go back to the phones. We got Mark in Nevada. How are you doing, Mark?
Well, hello, Tom. I'm doing fine. I'm glad you got back safe and sound from your meeting.
It was fun, though. It was an ordeal. I won't get into the TSA, but I'll tell you what. I think that they require brain damage for an applicant. These guys... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to try to make this as quick as I can. I've had the pleasure of meeting both Larry Beecraft and Bill Benson many years ago here in town when I first got involved with this situation. Also, Joe Bannister about 8-9 months ago. And I had occasion to be asked to go to a meeting with Joe that was going to take place at a Denny's restaurant here in Vegas. There's about 100 people in the group from different organizations that have been here. To make a long story short, he said he was just going to open the meeting for questions. And so I put up my hand, and he gave me the nod. And I asked them, where is the statute or the law that unequivocally, in plain everyday language, imposes an income tax on the people of the states of the union? And Joe jumped back from me. He said, wow, right out of the barn. And I said, well, I'd like to ask a couple questions then. I said, there's one thing that everybody in this room has got in common, regardless of their race, their color, their religious belief, or anything else. There's one thing that anybody that has any trouble with the IRS has got in common, no matter what level of life you're at or anything else. And I said, they all have a number, a Social Security number. The second thing I asked, is there anyone in this room that does not have a Social Security number? And not one person put up their hand, including Joe. I said, is there anyone in this room that's ever read the Social Security Act? Not one hand went up anywhere in the room. Then I asked, is there anyone in this room that does not use Federal Reserve notes to transact their business? And not one hand went up anywhere in the room. So I placed in front of him an act from the 74th Congress, 1935, and I asked him to turn to Title 8 of the Act. And Title 8 of the Act states, income tax on employees. Section 801, in addition to other taxes, there shall be levied, collected, and paid upon the income of every individual a tax equal to the following percentage of the wages as defined in Section 811 received by him after December 31st, 1936, with respect to employment as defined in Section 811 after such date. And I asked, is there anyone in this room that has any difficulty in seeing where the statute is, the law is, that imposes an income tax on any of the people? If anybody wants to see it, all they've got to do, Larry Becraft had it posted on his website for a short period of time, then he took it off, and I don't know why, and it's really suspicious.
Well, it's probably causing the same confusion that you're having. The tax that you're describing is a tax, is the Social Security tax that's imposed on employment, and that's how they got through it in 36. Was that, and they had to pack the Supreme Court to do that. That's when Roosevelt packed the Supreme Court and threatened to bring it up to more than nine in order to pack it some more. And in order to avoid a constitutional crisis, they gave him a Social Security Act. But what that tax is, it's not an income tax. There's a difference between...
I'm really sorry. It says income tax.
I know. It's a tax measure of
income. That's
a completely different tax from the income tax in Subtitle A.
Even if you looked at that,
you still are coming up with a couple of problems there. One is a question of whether or not, what in a heck an individual is, for one. You have to look at the terms that are used. In other words, you've got a very employed individual. But to say that the tax on an additional income tax, that's got a special meaning to it, but it's not the income tax that is set out in Subtitle A. And that's the tax that we're dealing with. And I understand the confusion, but we're going into a break. We'll pick back up on this thing. If you want to hang with us, Mark, we'll talk about it some more.
Looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back to the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, and we're talking. I think we are. Mark, you still with us?
I am still here.
Okay,
Tom.
Well, now, if you will, for just a second, we're talking to Mark in Nevada about the unemployment tax. And if you've got a question or comment, I haven't given the number out in a few minutes, but it's 1-800-313-9443. Join us here on the program. Let's see what's on your mind. Now, Mark, let me explain to you, if I can. I don't know if I can. Once you hit a level of, I understand how these things happen. But basically, the tax that you're talking about is not an income tax; it's an employment tax. If it were an income tax, wait a minute. Now stop. Now be fair with me. I sat back and I listened for a long time while you read your statement, and I didn't interrupt you. So afford me the same courtesy, okay? What you're talking about is an employment tax. Is that okay, Mark? Okay, I guess it is. What we're talking about is the employment tax, not the income tax. And the Social Security number has nothing to do with the income tax. And I've heard a lot of things, well, if you drive on a federal highway, well, you subjected yourself to the tax. Or if you ever got a benefit from the government, you subjected yourself to the tax. The fact that the government protects our country supposedly used to protect the borders, is also a benefit. So you don't have to do anything, and then subjects you to the taxation authority? I don't think so. The taxation authority of the federal government is determined by the Supreme Court and the Constitution, because the Supreme Court is the only one that is entitled to interpret and apply the Constitution. The basic problem with the income tax is that the taxing authority of the federal government does not extend to the typical working American or even the typical businessman. If you're engaged in interstate commerce, if you're trading with the territories, if you're trading with in D.C., if you are trading, engaging in foreign commerce or commerce with the Indian tribes, if you're benefiting from a patent and you're getting royalties from a patent or a copyright, these are areas over which the federal government has taxing authority. Now, they've claimed, and the Supreme Court gave put holy water on the Social Security tax by saying it was an excise on employment. But employment is not a valid subject of an excise tax. And so they're on thin ice there. It was knocked down the first time, and it was only approved as a matter of a political compromise in order to avoid a constitutional crisis. It was the Supreme Court only approved that particular law of imposing an employment tax for Social Security because it was under duress at the time. But when you look at that decision, it actually goes against everything that the Supreme Court's ever said before about taxation. And if you look at the decision where the Supreme Court had rejected the same tax before, you find that that agreement is based on everything they had said. It's consistent. But the tax that is referred to here is not a tax on income. It's a tax on employment measured in income. And then the question comes down to, is employment an excisable activity? Is it a privileged activity? And I think that if you wanted to say, okay, well, employing somebody else is a privileged activity, I could see you could make an argument about that, but I cannot see where
they'd be
basing.
That's Title IX of the Act, which is the income tax on employers.
Well, I'm not going to ask you to agree or disagree with me, Mark, but the question is that you had brought this up, and I've explained it the best way I know how. In that we're talking
all right,
about
and I appreciate that, Tom.
Apples and oranges.
I'd like to talk about something else here, though, because
all right.
In the same year, another Supreme Court case came up in regard to this issue, and that
all
was the Railroad Retirement Board versus Alden Railroad Company, 295 U.S. 330, and this is what it ruled: that the Supreme Court ruled that Congress had no constitutional authority whatsoever to legislate for the social welfare of the worker. The result was that when Social Security was instituted, it had to be treated as strictly voluntary. And I'll give you the quotes right out of the case. The catalog of means and actions which might be imposed upon an employer in any business tending to the comfort and the satisfaction of his employees seems endless. Provisions for free medical attendance and nursing, for clothing, for food, for housing, for the education of children, and 100 other matters might with equal propriety be proposed as tending to relieve the employee of mental strain and worry. Can it fairly be said that the power of Congress to regulate interstate commerce extends to the prescription of any or all of these things? It is not apparent that they are really and essentially related solely to social welfare.
Another break here. Why don't you save that reading for after the break, and then we'll wrap up this question. But I want to give you a chance to get it out here on the Live Free Zone. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And welcome back to the Live Free Zone. We're wrapping up with Mark in Nevada, who's had some pretty compelling questions here. And the one that he just brought up just before the break is also compelling, but it also has a potential make us a little bit overly optimistic in some regards. The problem that we have is that the Alton dealt with the validity of the Railroad Retirement Act, and which is basically an interstate travel or carrier retirement Social Security program. As a matter of fact, it's what railroad employees now get as opposed to Social Security, and they don't have Social Security taken out of their pay. They have railroad retirement benefits taken out. But it was declared unconstitutional in that case by the Supreme Court because it constituted a taking from one person giving to another. Now, if you stop and think about it, here's your biggest, I guess, thing about this, Mark, is that a lot of the stuff that Alton was based on has been eroded. It was valid law, and I think that it was good law. And the point that you're making, and I would agree with you as opposed to the government all day long. But the Supreme Court has made some changes in the rules. A couple of changes. Number one is that they don't see these welfare provisions as being extra constitutional, and they also don't see taking money from one person in order to give it to another to relieve his distress as being an unconstitutional taking under the Fifth Amendment. I disagree with him in both instances. The latter certainly is a taking and a giving to something else. It's not being taken to use for the public good. It's being taken to use for the private good. On the other hand, the other aspect of the issue here is that the just as I accuse some of the snake oil peddlers in tax honesty community of inventing theretofore unknown law, I'm afraid I've got to say this, Supreme Court's doing no better job, because the Supreme Court has invented what they call the general welfare clause. Now, Mark, I bet you're familiar with the United States Constitution, are you?
You bet.
All right. Now, tell me where the general welfare clause is.
In the preamble.
Preamble's not part of the Constitution. Tell me where general...
I'm not going to argue that. I'm gonna read. I don't know when you have looked.
The problem is, I've got other people that are waiting to talk to us about some other stuff that they're wanting to get questions on too. And I hate to cut you short, but we've had you on for quite some time now. And
one last comment, Tom.
All right,
for anybody to look at it that has eyes to hear, if they'll look at a current Social Security application. Under the Paperwork and Privacy Act on it, in Section 3, Paragraph 3, right on the back of every application.
You're already past brief, but go ahead.
The Social Security number is also used. Okay, it says, we use the facts you provide on this form to assign you a Social Security number and to issue you a Social Security card. You do not have to give us these facts. However, without them, we cannot issue you a Social Security number or a card.
If your point is that Social Security participation is voluntary, I agree with you.
Well, great. Then that makes you subject to all the statutes, rules, and regulations to the Social Security Act.
If you participate... then you participate on their terms.
You
don't participate, then you don't. But look, I hate to cut us off here, but, and I've enjoyed the discussion. You've had some very stimulating concepts that you brought up, and I applaud you for the degree of digging that you do. But bring your digging current. Bring it forward. Take those cases and run them forward. You'll find that there have been some changes. Not necessarily for the better, but there have been some changes. And thanks for the call, Mark. It's been a great discussion. Let's go to Richard in Alabama. How are you doing, Richard?
I'm pretty good.
For being so patient. What you got on?
Well, Ralph Winterroad has a program on Sunday night. And he talks repeatedly about a problem that the white people of North America have. The name of the nation is United States of America, and that's what's on the nameplate at the United Nations. But the name of the citizenship that we are offered is United States Incorporated, which is not really national citizenship at all. It is only corporate citizenship, making us subservient to the United Nations.
I can't agree with you on that one.
You have to listen to Ralph Winterroad explain it on Sunday night. He can do it.
I'll tell you what. I'm familiar with this United States Corporation thing, and what it is, a corporation that was formed. That it was a municipal corporation for the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
And it was unformed just a few years later. And But this is one of the examples of things that are taken out of context. For example, a nationally created corporation or municipal corporation that's being that doesn't even exist anymore, that's being taken out and as though it still exists, and not only does it only cover the District of Columbia, it covers the entire nation. As far as the federal government was concerned, the seat of government was, you know, District of Columbia is where United States' principal territory is. The rest of us are states. And we do have, incidentally, we do have United States citizenship under the 14th Amendment. And we're born within the boundaries of the United States. We are citizens of the United States of America. I understand there's a lot of confusion running around there. There's a lot of stuff being sold and bandied about. And at one point, there was something written down to that effect. But when you take it out, if you cut, I can cut and paste things out and make it, I can make anything I want to. If I can cut and paste and take and pick and choose segments from here and there. But I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I can't speak for you. I can't speak for anybody else. But I'm an American. I'm also a citizen of the state of Louisiana. But that doesn't mean that the federal government governs me. It doesn't govern my sitting here talking to you.
Now that there's a, you think that's trivial. It's not trivial. It has everything to do with all of these Indians and Mexicans and Chinese who are in our government and governing over us. And I'm thinking particularly about the Homeland Security Director and several of those Chinese guys that are working in the Justice Department. They are not, so they are not citizens of United States, but they are citizens of China, Mexico, Israel, and other countries, and they cannot be forced to give up that citizenship.
Well, I can't speak to where somebody comes from. I can't speak to where, you know, we have a lot of foreign nationals in this country.
Yeah.
We do, because we're a hub of commerce in the world. And we're a hub of diplomacy in the world because we are the seat for the United Nations. And something that, if
you're
I were a dictator, that would they would find themselves on boats tomorrow.
You're missing the point. You're missing
what's
the
your point.
Right. There's no country and no place where a white American can go and get citizenship in a sovereign nation. But there is, if someone is descended from a Mexican, somebody like Alberto Gonzalez, they can go to the consulate, get a driver's license, a Mexican driver's license, Mexican passport. They can claim Mexican citizenship and stay here. And stay here, understand? They can't be deported just because they accept the citizenship of another nation. But no such opportunity exists for the white people of North America.
Well, I don't know that I want to get into racial issues on things
well,
like
I don't
this.
Want
I certainly
to, but
don't
the judges
want to,
do.
I certainly don't want it to join anyone in an assault on the basis of their race or national origin.
But the judges do. The judges have already made it an issue.
Well, you do have. You do have. There's no doubt that foreign, what they call immigrants, what I call aliens, are being afforded an awful lot of slack. But I don't think it has anything to do with whether I'm a citizen of the United States or not, or whether I'm entitled to the benefits of that citizenship. Now, I will tell you this, and it may clarify something for you. Once a foreign national sets foot on American soil, and becomes a resident here, he enjoys the same constitutional protection that you and I do. And
more.
That's been the law for a long time.
Much more.
You know, maybe so. Maybe, and I could understand where you would perceive it that way, but I don't see myself as having any fewer rights. Now, do I get treated differently? Do I get discriminated against? For one reason or another, yes, I do. you know, do I, are there set-asides for me? No. Are there, is there affirmative action for me? No. No, but those are political issues that need to be addressed. But I don't think it has anything to do with whether I'm a citizen or not, or whether District of Columbia was incorporated for 3 years back in the 1870s. You know, it's just no connection between the two. And it may be a United Nations conspiracy, but I'm not knowledgeable of that enough to address it one way or the other and say yes it is or no it isn't.
Well, United States Incorporated is bankrupt and head over heels in debt to the International Monetary Fund, and the IMF is chartered within the United Nations and the UN.
Now you're going to get into the straw man thing, and the next thing I know, we'll be talking about Mother England.
Well, what I'm saying is the judges make this an issue. The judges will not enforce the mandatory insurance law against the documented foreign nationals and will not take away their foreign driver's licenses, will not force them to comply with the same laws that we have to comply with.
Well, I don't agree with you on that. And while you may have some judges that are remiss,
all of them
is always there.
They're all the same.
All of them is a pretty broad statement there, you know, Richard. I think maybe you're being a little bit overly broad.
No, I'm not.
But then you're talking to a skeptic. You're talking to somebody who wants to know for certain before he says something. And I've always found that to be a good policy. You're talking about with respect to this United States corporation and it's bankrupt, and that the IMF is don't eat that, Elmer. Don't eat that, Elmer. Put it down and go wash your hands. Somebody's feeding you a line of bologna. I'm trying to be, you know. Really, I've seen so many people that are given things like this to play with, and they end up burning their fingers and, or worse, end up in prison. Their lives ruined, wrecked, and misled. But I'm hoping that what you're talking about now is merely just going to cause you some discomfort, and not cause you any disastrous or catastrophic consequences like it has in some cases. But I'm a citizen. I can't speak for you. And, you know, that's just one of those things that we'll just have to agree to disagree on.
It's not whether we disagree. It's what the judges say.
I don't know of any cases where a judge says that a foreign national is immune from the local laws where he resides. Absolutely nothing. Now, you know, only exception to that is you have diplomatic immunity, but that's only for certain diplomatic envoys, couriers, whatnot, who enjoy diplomatic status. But anybody else is subject to the same laws, the same requirements of having insurance, assuming that that's a legal requirement, as you and I are. And anybody who's telling you to the contrary, you're telling you that all of the judges are totally ignoring the law when it comes to foreign nationals, I'm sorry, but like I said, that's don't eat that.
They are observing international law.
Well, you observe international law on international issues.
Yes.
And in certain instances, international law may and well apply. And, for example, international law deals with diplomatic immunity. But diplomatic immunity is not afforded to an alien who's over here on a work visa.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who were born in the USA who don't want American citizenship. They want to hold on to their Mexico citizenship, their Chinese citizenship, their Israeli citizenship.
I don't have any information on any of those, so I'm not in a position to really come back and say, okay, that's never happened. Of course, I'm not going to do that. But I think it's also a bit rash to say it always happens in every case. My sister was born in, or had a child in, Würzburg, Germany. In some cases, you have that option to choose to be a citizen in one, or the citizen in the country of your birth, or the citizen in the country of your parents. If that's the law between the two, then they have the right to choose American or Mexican or Israeli citizenship. But that does not make them immune to the law of the land. They still have to observe the speed limits. They still have to have a driver's license. They still have to do the same thing that anybody else has to do.
No. They can.
And I know you don't believe that because you've been told otherwise. Well, now you've been told two ways, and what I would suggest you do is that you go out and go dig back and look into this stuff that you've been given, and instead of taking it on a second-hand basis, go back and look at the primary sources. Find out what the facts are. Find out what the law is. Find out what truth is. But do it from primary sources. Don't do it because somebody said so. Don't just pick up anything and put it in your mouth. You know, it just be very careful about what anybody tells you, especially whenever it has racist or anti-animus type of overtones to it. It's generally going to be biased and it's going to be suspect. Okay, well, thanks for the call, Richard, and we'll be back here and wrap the show up here in just a few minutes here on the Live Free Zone.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. 0365.
And we're back here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. I don't know about you, but I've had a great 2 hours here. I've had a good time. We've had some brain teasers, and we've had a little bit of excitement going back and forth and some enthusiasm, pros and cons. And that's a good thing. But it does prompt me to remind everybody, you know, even whenever, you know, I tell people download my memo and read it from the Truth Attack website or from LifeFreeZone.com, while you're making contributions over there, download that memorandum and, you know, read it. It'll help you to understand what the law really does expect of you. But I also tell them, don't just take it at face value. Go back and read the authorities that are cited, read those cases, and even whenever truthattack.org sends out the notorious notebook that was taken away from me and given to the government during my trial, my trial notebook, that notebook has only excerpts of cases that I was using, just selected pages. So I insisted that we also put on that CD that we give out with the notorious notebook, Truth Attack gives it out as a gift of appreciation for any contribution of $50 or more. But I also insisted that we also include there the full text of all of those cases that were in that notebook so that, you know, you could go and look at the whole case, read it for yourself, and satisfy yourself that the case isn't being misquoted. There's so many cases out there that say so many things. I know one case is cited all the time for a passage that isn't even in the opinion. It's in the synopsis of the arguments that were made, but it's being misconstrued or misunderstood. But if somebody had the whole case and they could read it, say, "Oh, there's that language that was cited, but it's not in the opinion." So go back and look. You know, take things. And be willing to look into them, be willing to look at it, but go back to the primary source. Don't use secondary sources. Go to the primary source. Satisfy yourself from the real, raw material rather than something that somebody has molded or reshaped, and perhaps they've shaped it exactly right. Perhaps they haven't. But at least if you look at the real material and you scrutinize it, you'll have probably not only the confidence of knowing that the conclusions were correct, but you'll probably gain an even better understanding from reading all of the aspects involved in that case. So, you know, I urge everybody, learn all you can, but use primary sources. Don't just pick up anything off the ground and put it in your mouth. Don't do that. A lot of those things are not brownies. And they're not candy bars, not something that you really want to go around chewing on. It'll end up giving you some bad breath in the long run. So until we get everything all nailed down, we'll just keep pushing. It's been a great time. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be in here, swinging around too. I've got to get back to work. But that's okay. I've had a 2-hour break. I've had my fun, and now it's time to get busy and start punching away again. And so when you get a chance, swing by truthattack.org, see what's going on. We've got some new things coming on. We'll be issuing some updates this week with some of this good news that I shared with you earlier about the radio program and American freedom to fascism. We'll see you. I have every intention of being here next Saturday, and I look forward to visiting with you again. Until then, this is a Life Free Zone.